This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning from many parts of the world. It's really nice to see you all. I'm on gallery view, and I invite you to do the same, just to glance at all the different people with faces from Sydney to Cherry Hill to Claremont to New Mexico, Vancouver, and somewhere in BC, San Francisco. So good afternoon from Vancouver, Canada, where I'm from. My name is Tom here, and I am one of the mentors at the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. Welcome to the Hammer Museums and Mindful Awareness Research Center's Thursday meditation. I'd like to just start by acknowledging that I live on the unceded territory of the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam First Nations, otherwise known as Vancouver. And whether you're new to the practice of mindfulness meditation, or you've been practicing for many years, I'd like to just welcome you and invite you to join me in a series of mindful movements that we'll be doing in a few couple of minutes. So mindfulness is simply the awareness that arises when we pay attention in a certain way, with openness and curiosity to the present moment, and a willingness to be with what is. And this awareness is about both our inside and outside experiences. And it's really a way for us to show up with what is happening right now in this moment in our lives, to show up for our lives as it unfolds from one moment to the next. And perhaps some of you can relate to this. Often our minds are in the past, ruminating about it, or in the future that hasn't happened, or wanting to change the present moment, wanting to be in a different present moment. And I'm reminded of what Mark Twain once said: I've had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened. I'm not sure if anyone can relate to that. And so with practice, we can cultivate this mindfulness, which has been shown to reduce anxiety, to help with manage our stress, and to regulate our emotions. And these days, with all the uncertainties we are facing, amidst a global pandemic, amidst many injustices, social injustices that are affecting racialized and underprivileged communities, as well as the daily stressors that we each face, we, at least I can say for myself, are thankful and need a tool such as mindfulness to help ground me in the present moment. Not just to accept the moment as it is, but also to act more skillfully in the next moment, because I am present with what's arising in this moment. Often, our minds are either casting about in the past or in the future, but our bodies are often in the present. In fact, I would argue most of the time it is in the present, and we just need to connect with it. And movement is one way that we can really inhabit our bodies in a different way. And we can use the body and the sensations in the body as a different place to stand with respect to what the mind is doing, where our attention goes. So I invite you now to join me in a mindful movement practice, which you can do either seated in your chair Or if you wish, you can join me standing. And I will guide a short practice and we'll end with a more still meditation. And I see that in the chat, some of you are wanting to feel more grounded. And let's see how it goes. So in whatever posture you're in, if you're in the chair, perhaps sitting slightly forward of the chair, sitting a little bit more upright and softening the shoulders down the back. And if you're standing, having the feet about hip width apart, softening the knees, lowering the shoulders down the back. And you can do this practice with your eyes open at times, and at other times you might experiment with closing the eyes. And for the next few moments, bringing awareness to your entire body, sitting in the chair, sitting perhaps in a more upright and dignified posture, or standing, becoming aware of the whole body standing here, sitting here, bringing awareness to the points of contact between your body and the chair or the floor. Becoming aware of your intention for today, for this practice. What brought you here? What brings me here in the middle of the day or the evening if you're in Australia? What brings me to this practice of coming home to this body mind? And then shifting the attention to sounds, both from inside and outside your body. Not looking for any sounds in particular. Simply receiving sounds, sounds coming and going, sounds of silence. And noticing how when we hear, we can also become aware of the sensations of the body. And for the next few moments, let's focus our attention on the sensations of the breath, if you wish to do that. Feeling the sensations of breathing at the nostrils or the chest or belly. And then slowly starting to swing the arms forward and backwards. And now keeping your attention in the body, perhaps in the shoulders or in the arms as we swing the arms forward and backwards at whatever pace is comfortable for you. The intention with mindful movements is really to move the body in certain ways and noticing where the attention and the awareness goes. Using the body as the home base for our attention. And we notice the attention goes elsewhere to thinking, to rumination, to worries. We return the attention back to the body. Then we can start by also bending the knees slightly if you wish, or if you're in the chair, simply moving the arms back and forwards. And only moving to your own limits, not pushing beyond pain. And if there are any movements that are contraindicated for you, you can visualize them. And then coming down with the arms, coming to stillness, and noticing what's arising in the body and the mind after having done this simple movement. And now on an in-breath, raising the arms forward, slowly and up towards the ceiling. Softening the shoulders down the back as we also stretch out through the fingers towards the ceiling and down towards the floor through the legs. Making sure that we're not holding the breath at any time. Breathing and stretching. And now lowering the arms slowly down to about shoulder height. And when the arms are at shoulder height, pointing the fingers up towards the ceiling and pushing away from the center of your body. And breathing here, noticing the sensations of the body and the breath. And when your attention wanders, just noticing where it went. And without giving ourselves a hard time, gently returning the attention back to the body. And now lowering the arms back down alongside your body. You might notice some relief or release of the tension in the shoulders, some tingling in the hands and fingers. Feeling the body standing or sitting here. And now shifting the weight onto the right leg and then lifting the right arm up towards the ceiling. And now reaching for a bunch of fruit, imaginary fruit, just out of reach. And if it's okay with your neck, looking past the outstretched fingers of the right hand. And if you're on the chair, shifting the weight onto the right buttock and then raising the arms, lifting and reaching. Breathing here. Noticing what sensations are arising, if they're pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. And slowly lowering the arms, the right arm. Checking in with the body. Noticing if there are any differences in sensations between the right and left side of the body. And now shifting the weight onto the left leg, or if you're in the chair, onto the left buttock. And then raising the left hand and arm up towards the ceiling. And then reaching for another set of imaginary fruit just out of reach. And perhaps looking past the outstretched fingers of the left hand with the eyes, breathing and stretching. Noticing what the mind is doing, if there's any tendency of the mind to strive. And this is natural. The mind does what it does. We can be kind and just notice our habitual tendencies and returning our attention back to the sensations in the body. And now lowering the arm. Keeping in touch with the sensations as we do so. And now resting in awareness of what's arising in your body after having done these movements. And if there are any thoughts or feelings, emotions, we can gently note those as the nature of the mind to think, and the mind body to feel. Can we kindly meet them and then return our attention back to the body, the sensations arising right now? Now let's do some very, very gentle neck rolls. And again, the reminder to omit any movements that are not suitable for you. We'll start by dropping the chin gently towards the chest and rolling the right ear towards the right shoulder, keeping both shoulders down. Rolling the chin towards the chest again. And then the left ear towards the left shoulder. And doing a couple more of these in your own time. Placing our attention in the shoulders, the neck. Noticing how the mind meets any more challenging sensations that arise. Can we meet these sensations with kindness, with compassion, with curiosity? And when you're ready, coming back to the center with the head kind of balanced on the neck. And now a few gentle shoulder shrugs and rolls. Start by raising the shoulders up towards the ears, drawing them together gently at the front, depressing the shoulders, and drawing the shoulder blades together at the back. And then doing a few more rolls in your own time, moving forward. Again, dwelling at your own limit. Noticing where the attention is, as well as anchoring our attention in the body. And then going the other way, reversing directions. And coming to stillness when you're ready. And now raising the arms up in front of you with the palms face down, the arms up to about shoulder height. And if you're standing, we'll do a gentle squat. So sitting down as if on a chair behind you. And if you're seated in the chair, raising the arms and holding them there for a while, continuing to breathe, noticing any stronger sensations arising in the thighs and the hips, meeting these sensations with kindness. And when you're ready, lowering the arms and standing back up if you're standing. Perhaps noticing some heat, pressure or temperature, weight, lightness. And now raising the arms up to the side to about shoulder height. And if you're on a chair, shifting the weight onto one side or the other. And if you're standing, shifting the weight onto the right leg and either keeping the left leg on the ground or raising it up slightly. And as we do this movement, this posture, just noticing what the mind does. If you're on gallery view, maybe there's a mind that likes to compare or to strive or to balance better than that other person. And we can just notice these as thoughts and stories that the mind conjures, and then return our attention back to the sensations in your body. And now lowering the arms, coming back to center. And again, raising the arms. Shifting the weight onto the left side, either the left leg or the left buttock. And if you're standing, either keeping the right toes on the ground or lifting them. And balancing here. Perhaps noticing any difference in sensations between the left and the right sides of the body. And now lowering the arms, coming back to center. And then for the next few minutes, the option would be to either continue the meditation in standing or in sitting, or if you wish to do a few mindful movements of your own for the next couple of minutes in silence. Asking myself, what does the body need right now? Do I need to sit, to stand, to move in a certain way? Giving my body that opportunity to take care of itself. And regardless of what you're doing right now, standing, sitting, or moving, just noticing where my attention is in this moment, doing this activity. Is it where I had intended the attention to be? And if not, just bringing the attention back to where you had intended to place your attention. And for the remainder of the meditation, several options. You can continue doing mindful movements of your own, or join me in a seated and still meditation, continuing to bring the same sense of awareness to the body in this posture. Noticing what's arising in the body right now. Any sense of holding or ease, lightness or heaviness, feeling the temperature, movement, stillness. Perhaps also noticing the sensations of the breath. not managing the breath in any way, simply allowing the body to breathe on its own, receiving the breath either at the nostrils, the belly, or the chest, and feeling the breath here. Doesn't really matter where we attend to the sensations of breathing, just wherever the breath is vividly felt in the body right now. So either choosing to attend to the sensations of the breath or to the sensations of the entire body, including the breath sensations, for the next few moments. Now I invite you, as we come to the end of this meditation, to take a few moments to appreciate yourself, to appreciate ourselves for coming today, to engage in this practice with each other, to wish ourselves some kindness and compassion. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease and well-being. May I be joyful. And if you wish, turning on the gallery view and wishing all the participants on this call kindness and friendliness. May all of you live with ease and joy. May you be peaceful. May you be safe. And may all beings, all living beings everywhere, be safe, live with ease and joy, and live in peace, despite the conditions of our lives. Well, thank you everyone for joining us in our meditation today. And before we end, I'd just like to acknowledge a partnership between the Mindful Awareness Research Center and the Hammer Museum, and to say that there are quite a few different meditation classes as well as workshops coming up if you want to log in and check out the Mindful Awareness Research Center's website. And I'm happy to stay on for a few minutes after this call to answer any questions or to find out from you how your practice was today. So thank you everyone for coming, and I look forward to chatting with some of you afterwards for about 10-15 minutes. Thank you.
I was just wondering if there were one movement that you would say to do a day.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to mark.ucla.edu. That's mark.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.